When Brock Burley was 8 years old, he was not your average fourth grader. One morning, he found himself alone in the woods with his dad's shotgun. He was looking to kill his first turkey.
I slowly opened my eyes, and this bird is staring. This gobbler that I've been hunting for 12 days, tried so hard to kill him. He just happened upon me while I'm sitting there napping.
Brock is a 22-year-old student at the University of Georgia, but that's not how he would describe himself.
My entire life has been pretty much landscaped around hunting. It's just a totally different game than anything else I've been able to find in the world.
But Brock is worried. The future of the sport is in trouble. Recent studies show that turkey populations are declining. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, reports on turkey harvest each year. In the last 10 years, the state has seen a 66% decrease in the number of turkeys harvested. And the problem doesn't stop with turkeys. Emily Rushton works for the Georgia DNR as a turkey biologist. She said that a lot of bird populations have declined in recent years.
Bird monitoring in general is a very good way to monitor your environment, and they're very good at signaling when something is out of balance.
It's happening across the entire country. Researchers like Rushton call it a perfect storm.
I think one of the major factors is changes in habitat, like a landscape level. You know, everywhere you look, there's another subdivision. You know, farms and forest lands are being turned into, you know, developed areas.
Turkey season began in Georgia on March 30th. The season was shortened by 2 weeks this year to slow down the decline of the bird species. For hunters like Brock, the loss of the bird would be a loss of a way of life.
Everybody's got their own rhyme or reason for why it's happening, but a lot of us couldn't imagine not being able to go out there on a cool spring morning and to hear, go to a property that you normally hear 10 and not a one answer. It'd be heart-wrenching.
For Grady News Source, I'm Bennett Olm.